Thank you for joining my podcast. My name is Anthony Thomas, CEO of Thomas Media TV. This is just a follow-up to what I published before. Yeah, it's true. The police were called again twice in 1 month by drug addicts. They get here, they see it's a drug addict, they see I'm not the person they're describing about what they're complaining about, and they leave me alone. But it's harassment by the community. The community was told that I was a hazard to the community because of the case in court. The current DA that was prosecuting that videotape told the jury I was a hazard to the community. Don't worry about any consequences he may suffer. And then they keep you from a lawyer, demanding things from you. So for the police to come out here just about every time somebody call, this time, like I said, some girls I don't talk to called the police and said something about drugs. I cannot believe that this continues on and on. They have no idea who called 911, how that happened, how the videotape even got into court. How these things took place needs to be looked into so it doesn't continue to do so. I'm really losing my patience with this community because they've been lied to, and now that the lie is out and running around, they continue to cover it up, hide me. Someone's still tampering with the Facebook. I got a little bit more traffic, but not what to be expected. I have been looking at Facebook messing up somehow since 2014. I think once I had got Facebook, it was a big decision for me. And once I got it, I think it kind of took off better than they expected. And that's when they started cutting it back. 2014 was 2 years after. And I figured there had to be something wrong with it. And it didn't take long to figure that out. I wasn't getting the type of traffic that I knew I should have been getting through being a teacher of video and media production in San Francisco. I knew that wasn't right. So I started complaining a little at a time until we have more information to go with. But when these things aren't looked into right away and you are kept from a lawyer, they tend to perpetuate and roll on and roll on. Oh, people like you try that option. Oh, we don't have lawyers for that. Oh, we don't have the resources to look into that. Oh, we don't have the staff for that. I asked a lawyer to take this to them and show them this is not what they say it is. Is he free to go? Why that judge is not able to say you are free to go, set free of these charges, is something I don't understand. Why they would be perpetuating and moving on and poking me and poking me, I do not know. There was a case in Monterey. The police department had to pay $5 million to some lady or person. I believe it was a lady, but let's just say person. And they made the news, I guess. I didn't read the whole story. I'll try to bring it to you as soon as I can. But this is the kind of thing that happens when they don't look into what's going on and find out how it took place and stop it right away. Catch my next episode. Thank you so much.